The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015, and this is Presidential Release number 437. March is here, which means spring is right around the corner, although it doesn't feel that way in a good bit of the country, including here in Baltimore. But we do have a number of events and activities to keep us warm here in the National Federation of the Blind. Yesterday, we celebrated Read Across America Day. This is something we've been participating in the National Federation of the Blind for a couple of years to bring Braille literacy to the attention of those talking about reading. And it's a great opportunity for us to do outreach around reading on March 2nd. In honor of that, to start the presidential release, I have an offering for you from the Director of Education here at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. Here is Natalie Shaheen.
On March 2nd, we celebrate Dr. Seuss's birthday and Read Across America Day. During the month of March, take a moment to share the joy of reading with the people in your life, particularly the children. Read a book to a child in your life or a child in your community. Join or start a book club. Share pictures and videos of you and your children reading Braille on social media. Take the time to teach people in your community about Braille and the importance of literacy for blind people. In celebration of Read Across America Day, we have decided to share a poem written by our NFB Bell coordinators. Dale, Gale, and Their Braille Tale by the NFB Bell Team. I am Dale, and I read Braille. I am Gale. What is Braille? Braille is dots, lots and lots. Each dot has its special spot. Why read Braille? Inquires Gale. I'd rather climb a mountain trail. Dale, these dots are hard to see. Large print is fine, so let me be. I do not have vision, Gale. That is why I must read Braille. Would you read Braille here or there? I could read Braille anywhere. Oh, dear Gale, I love my Braille. Would you read it in a house? Would you read it to a mouse? I do read it in my house. I do read it to my mouse. I do read Braille here and there. I do read Braille anywhere. Oh, dear Gale, I love my Braille. How about that silly print? Could you read it in a tent? Could you read it in the night? Could you read it without light? I could read Braille at the park. I could read Braille in the dark. I do read Braille here and there. I do read Braille anywhere. Oh, dear Gale, I love my Braille. Would you read Braille in a box? Would you teach Braille to a fox? I could read Braille in a box. I couldn't teach Braille to a fox. Why can't you teach it to a fox? He couldn't feel it through his socks. I could teach Braille to a girl. Hey, look at that. There goes a squirrel. We could read it in a tree. You could read Braille, don't you see? I do read Braille here and there. I do read Braille anywhere. Oh, dear Gale, I love my Braille. My darling Dale, I think I see. Won't you teach that Braille to me? They tried to teach me in the school, but I told them it wasn't cool. But I was wrong and don't want to fail. I think it's time I learned my Braille. We do read Braille here and there. We do read Braille anywhere. Bumps and dots are cool to read. With this Braille, we will succeed. Many thanks to our NFB Bell coordinators who collaborated to write the poem. You may wish to write your own Dr. Seuss-style poem about Braille in celebration of Dr. Seuss's birthday. Happy Read Across America Day, and later this month, happy Super Pi Day.
Thank you very much, Natalie, for that opening to this presidential release. The last month has been quite busy. Among other activities, I had the opportunity, along with Dr. Maurer and Nikki Gakos of our Blind Merchants Division, to go to Fort Meade to check out the food service dining being provided by a blind vendor there and talk about some of the issues affecting blind vendors across the country with some of the leaders in the Maryland Rehabilitation Program. We also had the opportunity to meet with Colonel Brian Foley, who runs the activities at Fort Meade, and we had a healthy discussion about how we might get more blind people involved, not just in the troop dining side of what happens on military bases, but in some of the activities. Fort Meade in particular has a significant presence in U.S. cyber combat activities. And of course, in the cloud, blind people don't have to meet physical requirements of combat, and certainly many blind people will have the technical skill or the ability to get the technical skill to participate in that area. So we had some very good conversations alongside our STEM activities. I think this is another thing we can pursue in the National Federation of the Blind. And of course, we're starting to ramp up for the national convention. This being March, our pre-registration has opened online. So I encourage you to go to www.nfb.org and register for our 75th anniversary convention, July 5 to 10 in Orlando, Florida. You won't want to miss it, and you will want to pre-register. You have until May, but don't wait that long. You might miss it. So please go on and pre-register for the convention. On February 18th, the U.S. Access Board released the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking for the Section 508 Refresh. This has been long anticipated, and now is the time for us to make comments on these new regulations. There will be some public hearings coming up. There's one this week at CSUN. Dr. Maurer will be testifying at that, and we'll have another one next week in D.C. that we'll have a representative at. The Section 508 Refresh is an opportunity because they've rewritten the 508 rules to make them not so much based on product specifications, but function specifications. And they've tied them to standards that we like, such as the WCAG 2.0 AA standard for web accessibility and others. So these regulations really have a potential to strengthen access to electronic information and technology in the government. And beyond that, 508 is really used across the industries. Even though it applies to government, many people use the 508 standard as their standard in selling to school districts or even in the corporate sector. There is an opportunity for about 90 days, so through the middle of May, to provide public comments, and the National Federation of the Blind will be submitting comments on the regulations. However, you're welcome to do so, of course, as an individual. This may not be a surprise to you, but regulations.gov, where you can go and submit your comments on the proposed rules, is not as accessible as you would hope. So Lauren McClarney of our governmental affairs team, who is coordinating our comments that we'll submit, is happy to both share those with you once they're ready. If you want to use those as a jumping off point for your comments or to assist you with the regulations.gov website, if you want to submit your own comments, you can contact Lauren McClarney, and she'll be prepared to do that. She can be reached at L McClarney, which is LMCLARNEY, at nfb.org, or you can reach her here at 410-659-9314, extension 2207. We have a number of events happening across the National Federation of the Blind this month. Next week, we will have our first NFB STEM to You outside of the state of Maryland, and that'll be happening in Massachusetts at the Boston Museum of Science. We will have a number of these across the country over the next couple of years. This is the first one to be taking place in Massachusetts. And I was just in Massachusetts for the NFB of Massachusetts convention. So I think it's going to be a great event, and our Massachusetts affiliate is ready to help build the next generation of blind scientists and engineers. We also have the opportunity of looking forward to our Jacobus Tenbrook Disability Law Symposium. That'll be happening at the end of the month here. This is our seventh or eighth year running the Disability Law Symposium, and this is the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act this year, and a lot of people are talking about that and celebrating the last 25 years. In our Disability Law Symposium, we're speculating about the ADA at 50, so we're not looking backwards. We're looking forward and making plans for how we, as blind people, will shape the future of disability law and educate the courts and the Congress about how we should and deserve the right to equal participation, the right to live in the world. There are other activities across our affiliates. One I wanted to let you know about is being sponsored by our National Sports and Recreation Division. It's coming up in a couple of months in the state of Colorado. Here for a promotion about this event, being that it's winter, we feel maybe like we're stuck inside a little too much. I wanted to give you some information on this exciting fitness-related federation event.
And we are here to pop your...
Let's get it started in here.
Come find your fit with the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado Sports and Recreation Division and We Fit Wellness.
Join us May 9th for a full day, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. high-energy interactive seminar at the Colorado Center for the Blind, 2233 West Shepherd Avenue, Littleton, Colorado.
Experience accessible, affordable, and achievable solutions to recreation and exercise. From low impact to full throttle, we've got something for everyone.
Less talk, more action.
Y'all ready for this?
Dance.
Yoga.
Beatball.
Self-defense.
Guide, running, and walk.
Tandem cycling.
Gold ball.
Full body, anywhere, anytime workout.
And much more.
Learn from National Federation of the Blind Sports and Recreation Division President Lisa Maria Martinez and other blind role models.
Did we mention there's a special track for parents and educators? Discover tips and tricks that you can take home to your community to help build a more fun, healthy, and vibrant federation. From coast to coast, let's use movement to build our movement.
From outside the Denver area, reserve your room by April 9 at the Hamden Inn and Suites, Denver Highlands Ranch, by calling 303-794-1800. 303-794-1800. Mention that you are with the National Federation of the Blind Colorado Sports and Recreation Division and receive a low $99 room rate.
Registration is $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Contact Cheryl Gross to register at cheryl@wefitwellness.com. That's Cheryl at wefitwellness.com or call 866-543-6808 extension 10. That's 866-543-6808 extension 10.
This spring, join us in the Colorado Rocky Mountains and find your fit.
Come find your fit.
Sing it.
Thank you to our Federation family in Colorado and to our Sports and Recreation Division for getting the Federation moving and keeping us active. One other note I have for you is last month I mentioned our meeting with Microsoft, and I did not include that Microsoft has both an accessibility website and an accessibility phone number that you can call if you're having trouble with the Microsoft product. They have set up a number with experts who have knowledge in access technology. You know, a lot of times you call a tech hotline and they have no clue what a screen reader is or what a braille display is, or they tell you to click on this or that. Microsoft has chosen this interesting route to address this, and I wanted to give you this information. Certainly use it, and if you find it's not effective, we should give Microsoft that feedback. The website you can go to for Microsoft accessibility information is Microsoft.com/enable, E-N-A-B-L-E, Microsoft.com/enable, or you can call 800-936-5900 and contact the Microsoft accessibility folks with your questions. I do have one other note from around the Federation. About a month ago, two of our members here in the state of Maryland. Tracy and Clarence Hennigan, their house burned down. Luckily, they are fine. The family's fine, but they did lose all of their possessions. So they're trying to recover from that. Fortunately for them, they're okay. And also they have the Federation family. We've been making sure we continue to stay in touch with them and help them with their needs. But since some of you may know them, I thought you might like to be aware of that. Although spring is right around the corner and we have a lot of activities we're planning for the National Convention, it still is cold outside. And having just been in Massachusetts, where the snow was in many places that I walked almost up to my head, I thought it would be fitting for the Riccobono children to give you some of the customary endings on this release relating to the cold. Let's go build the Federation.
Hi, I'm Oriana.
Hi, I'm Austin James Riccobono. We're here to tell you some jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Freeze.
Freeze who?
Freeze the Jolly Good Fellow.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Icy.
Icy who?
Icy a seal. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Lettuce come in. It's cold outside.
Hooray!
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.